Okay, we're recording.
Hi.
Now what happens?
I don't know. Dan is in Los Angeles, and I'm in Los Angeles. And we're sitting across from each other in Dan's hotel room. And it's not what you think.
It's a first ever defocused in-person recording, which is weird.
It's pretty sweet, too, because we have an ottoman that's turned on its side. This is Dan's Cracker Jack idea.
I didn't bring a microphone stand, so... We took the ottoman from the chair in the hotel and turned it on its side, and we'll take a picture of it for the show notes. Are we gonna have show notes for this?
Sure, why not?
Did you get a picture of that?
Yes. Ugh. It's a very flattering picture of Dan that I'm immediately posting and not checking with him on, so everyone will see it.
That's delightful. So yeah, we're here. We're in Los Angeles. We're in the LA Hotel, which is the worst name for a hotel ever.
Yeah, it sounds like in a movie. They're like, we're going to go to the LA Hotel, you know, like a fake name.
Mm-hmm. But we're here for SIGGRAPH, which is a convention, because conventions are fun. That's why people record live shows, because they meet each other at conventions. We don't have a WWDC, per se, for the film industry.
Although, if we did, it might... if we had it for computer graphics and visual effects, it would be SIGGRAPH, which is really sad, given... the convention we just went through today.
It's much smaller than years past. No, that's not what she said. No.
Mm. No one said that except for you.
I'm going to preempt you. I'm preempting you on that one.
You that's what she said yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So the convention, super sad. Incredibly sad. Like,
there's some software vendors. We got to see some things, talk to some people.
Oh yes, Dan accosted people.
I didn't accost anyone. Yeah. I gave them some feedback about some software that I own that doesn't work properly, that is expensive, that I use a lot, which is, you know, that's what you do for your conventions. You talk to the people who make it, because they don't want you to talk to them most of the time because you're angry.
No. No. You bottle it all up inside, and you don't say anything to anybody, and you just walk through the show floor and you leave.
Yes, you expect the support ticket email file a radar methodology to work properly, which it doesn't. But it was fun for, you know, a couple hours to be there. They took out my Quiznos. I'm very sad. They took out all of the brands and foods. Why did you say they did that?
They're trying to make it L.A. and not mass market whatever. So instead of Starbucks, it's Groundwork Coffee. And instead of Quiznos, it's... I don't know. What was that thing that they put in?
It's just a cafeteria. I don't know what they got. They've got some sort of Mexican place and then a cafeteria. And no Quiznoses, no Wetzel dogs.
Is that the plural?
Quiznoses? Quiznosees?
Yeah.
Quiznosees? I think Quiznosees is probably it. Let's see. We met one of our listeners who was not a robot.
Yeah.
Or a crash test dummy? Is that what
the
thing is?
It's a crash test dummy.
Crash test dummy. Yeah. So.
It was at a boy named Boom.
Yeah.
He has like a face and everything. It's really disturbing.
He is a human being. We will protect his actual identity. I don't know, maybe he's a superhero or something too. But
no, I really don't think so.
No, yeah, it's possible.
No.
Let's see, who else? We met Nick Lambert. Or I met Nick Lambert. You weren't there.
Yeah. I went to go get water.
Yeah. Hi. Hi, Nick. I don't know if Nick still listens to this. I don't know if anybody's going to be listening to this, because we don't have a movie to talk about. We're just here to talk about the movie industry.
Yes.
We wandered through the job fair at SIGGRAPH, which was nice. There were companies there. I got a free pair of sunglasses from Method Studios that were very nice. They're blue and pretty.
They're like an imitation Ray-Ban
mm-hmm.
kind of a thing.
Well, of course, they have to be.
But like electric blue and like frosted.
They're totally awesome, which I would totally wear if I didn't have glasses. So yeah. I can't wear sunglasses.
Needless to say, Method did not complete Dan's prescription to his liking, so
yeah.
He can't wear them.
Yeah, that's very sad.
But he owns them.
Mm-hmm. I also got a mint. Method Studios had very nice, like, after-dinner mints there.
Yeah, individually wrapped in a little piece of plastic.
I appreciate the individual piece of plastic. That's good.
Yeah.
It's sanitary.
I didn't take anything from anybody, and I didn't pick up any pieces of paper, and Dan just kept clicking up every piece of paper.
I picked up, like, 3 pieces of paper.
You'd walk by a stand, and they'd be like, here's our schedule for today, and you'd be like, okay, and it'd be like, we're not going to any of these, why are you taking that piece of paper?
It's the polite thing to do. When they offer you a piece of paper, you say thank you, and then you recycle it when you're out of their view.
Okay.
Convention etiquette, Joe.
We're doing a lot of recycling. We're saving the world, really, if you think about it.
We're taking things that will be trash, and making sure they're properly recycled.
Yeah.
It's recycling as a service.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Let us throw your things away for you.
Yeah. So,
what was the standout for you at the show? Anything?
Standout's a strong word. Everything kind of, it feels very evolutionary from years past. There's a lot of stuff on VR, but not really, like, a lot of participatory stuff. There was, like, one thing NVIDIA had where you'd wear a thing in a little booth. it was quite comedic looking, really. And then there was an Oculus Rift headset that was sitting sort of unattended on top of a ledge over by the Foundry. So you could watch a 360 video,
mm-hmm.
Which is where there is a 360-degree lat-long image of video playing, and so you could stand there in the middle of it and not move or do anything, which I'm not sure what the appeal of that's going to be going down the road.
You know, you could look around and there's things.
Mm-hmm.
There were at least two different booths of people wearing black spandex with ping pong balls taped to them. And dancing around and doing things, and people pointing virtual cameras at them. So that was interesting to watch.
Well, there was like a basketball game going on.
Yeah, one of them was a basketball game. One of them was like doing some calisthenics or something. Mm-hmm. I think there was a dance aerobics or something. I don't know. Motion capture aerobics.
It's very Twilight Tharp.
A couple different places where you get those things to put your smartphone in, a little piece of cardboard to look at VR stuff, kind of. I'm not really sure how that works. Just like a ViewMaster made out of cardboard.
You're talking about the Google.
Well, yeah, they weren't the only ones. There was a couple of them, I think.
No, I thought it was all Google. Yeah. There was an interesting project of like facial tracking stuff.
Yeah. There's apparently a free iPad app. I didn't even look at the name of it, but we should maybe download that.
It wasn't an iPad. It was some sort of weird like Alienware Android thing.
Well, the one that I was on was totally an iPad. Pretty sure it was. Pretty sure I saw a home button.
Okay, well, I mean, they don't own home buttons, but the demo was interesting in that it like tracked gaping wounds onto Dan's eyes, mm-hmm. So that was fun. And
that's really what the Apple ecosystem has been missing for a while now, is the ability to track wounds onto your face in real time, or approximate real time.
Yeah, and then Dan put "Help me" on my forehead,
carved with a razor blade.
Yeah, it was very, very frighteners.
Yeah, as I said, it's a throwback. We did that episode already.
Yeah, but the one of the features of it that seems a little more practical is they had like some sort of like makeup preview system where
mm-hmm.
you could like, I think it was, like L'Oreal was their one of their clients or something. It was weird.
Yeah,
you could put on like eyeshadow virtually and see if you like the eyeshadow.
Yeah, unfortunately that iPad was occupied. We didn't get to put on any lipstick or eyeshadow.
No, Dan doesn't get to fulfill his fantasy.
We'll have to save that for the meetup later. I'll put on some real. No, I'm not gonna do.
No,
that.
Please don't do that. but the other thing, one of the things that I liked was that they had these little presentations that they do at the booth, and one of the presentations was using Katana for Phil Tippett's studio, Tippett, and they were doing stuff for a movie they worked on, which, you know, Ted 2, not going to say a lot of nice things, but I like the pipeline they were using,
because
I like Katana, and it sort of like fried Dan's mind, and he kept asking me questions during the thing.
I don't understand Katana, I don't get it.
Yeah, so there's like a scene graph that's in the node graph, but it's different when you look at different parts of the node graph, but the scene graph is not representative of the node graph, so it all makes sense.
I blanked out when you started saying the words about the thing.
Mm-hmm.
So Katana's a thing. It's cool. Is that a piece of glass on the floor of the hotel room right there? Look at my shadow right here.
It's aluminum foil.
Oh, okay. There's aluminum foil on the floor of my hotel room.
Oh. Huh.
Mm-hmm.
Can I just be
save
funny?
All the golden material.
save all of my hilarious anecdotes and quips for the show.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah. No, Steven, that was not the wrong setup. We were just using it weirdly.
Yeah, but it's exactly the wrong setup.
It was not exactly the wrong setup.
Well, the first time we'd set it up, it was
I was like, oh, you can't see the little blippy things moving on in QuickTime whenever it's whenever I was facing the back of the microphone, and it's like, well,
just turn it.
Yeah, and so we turned it.
We took it and we turned it, as they say.
Mm-hmm. And then upon receiving feedback and we were examining the settings, it became clear that we weren't actually on. The reason why we couldn't hear it is because the stereo mode only turns off the back of the microphone.
it's what they call real time follow up. It's good. It's
yeah.
Good.
Well, I mean, that's what people tune into our podcast for.
Sure.
How to use microphones.
We are not microphoneologists, clearly. But we have.
I think you're thinking of audiophiles.
Audiophiles, audiophile, philo. What is that? Philo bread, philo bread, audiophiles.
Philo dough. Yeah.
Philo dough. That's good to make. What's the little cookie make out of that? Baklava.
Yes.
I like baklava. As I space on the word for that.
For some reason, when you said that, and I knew the word for the, I knew what you were describing.
You're just hanging me out to dry.
No, the word just
son of a bitch.
No, the word escaped my brain. Like the second that you forgot what it was, I also forgot what it was, and then I was thinking spanakopita, and I was like, I know that is definitely not it because that is spinach and cheese.
I enjoy spanakopita.
Yeah, but it's not a cookie.
Well, no, it's it's larger, but
and it's full of spinach and cheese.
There's nothing that says you can't make a cookie out of spinach and cheese.
Technically, human decency says that you can't
a cannoli is made out of cheese.
Yeah,
and cannoli is a dessert.
So you would make a cannoli out of spinach
and cheese.
Yeah,
no, but I mean, you've got the cheese, and then
more like
you've
a
got
cannelloni
the
at that point.
You've got the pistachios on top, which is kind of green, kind of like the spinach.
Yeah, some green nuts.
It's very similar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but hey, this wouldn't be a defocused podcast if it wasn't very warm in the room. We turned the air conditioner off to try and make it more pleasant to the listeners, but. It started to get warm. Also,
Dan is also sitting in direct sunlight.
Also, I'm in the sunlight. I closed half of the blinds to make it cooler in here, but I closed the other half.
He only closed it the part of the room that he's not in.
I didn't want to make it like awkwardly dark and creepy in here.
There's this little shaft of light that just goes right across Dan.
Yeah, it's a nice key light for me.
Yeah,
I wanted to make sure I looked good in the behind the scenes photos.
It's more of a rim from my perspective.
Yeah, it could be. It's like a 3/4 back fill, maybe a little bit.
That's what somebody said. Okay, so this is your second hotel room.
This is my second hotel room. Yeah, we were talking about the first one they put me in smelled like feet, and thanks to you, you convinced me that I should complain.
My words were literally just go to the front desk and tell them you don't like your room.
I didn't even have to do that. I called downstairs and they said just go stand outside of this other room and we'll bring a key over to you. So I did. I stood in the hallway for a little bit.
I wonder how often that happens.
I don't know. I mean, the guy seemed
they seem to have a procedure of like understanding. I wonder if they're just like that's okay. Let's see if we can con people into these rooms, and then if it doesn't work, if they have a sense of smell, we'll move them on to the.
I always do wonder that because I like booked it with credit card points just to make it like free because this is a quick 1-day trip. I always wonder if they try to give people like that the crappy rooms or save the good rooms for the paying customers.
Mm-hmm.
Or I mean, but you know, considering I worked in a hotel for a while, I guess that never entered my thinking because I was just. I wanted to go take a nap in the back because I worked the midnight shift, so I just got them out of the lobby as fast as possible.
Okay.
Yeah, I have a history of laziness. Not that we've ever discussed that.
No, this is such a shock to me. And I'm sure to the listeners as well. Everyone's surprised. This is just like this is a very special episode.
I was not cut out for the hospitality industry. That's all I'm saying. I know this is a surprise.
Well. Dan also doesn't really like to complain when he has a problem.
No, this is true.
Yeah.
When I told Amanda that I got a new hotel room, she said she would never have thought that I would do such a thing.
Yeah, well, I mean, when we went to lunch, unfortunately, I did a bang-up job of picking an amazing place, in that it was terrible.
We picked it together. It was fine.
Well, I believe my words were, wherever you want to go, and you're like, I don't know, wherever you want to go. I don't know things here.
I don't live here.
Yeah, well,
this is your town.
Okay, LA Live is not my town. I don't live in a convention center. But, so anyway, I was like, this is the farm of Beverly Hills. Can't be that bad, because there's the other one that's in Beverly Hills. And then we went to this one, and it was my restaurant review is a 1 Yelp star.
There were bugs. We saw a fly, and there was a crawly thing.
And more, no, there was only flies.
Oh, was it a fly on your plate?
Yeah, it landed and got stuck in the dressing. So I killed it and moved that piece of lettuce off to the side.
Uh-huh.
If I had seen that crawling out of something, I would not have eaten the rest of that salad, that's for sure. Mm. But that was not comforting. And then Dan got soggy bread.
Yeah, I had a corned beef sandwich, which was, you know, it was okay. It was tolerable. But the bread was all was very soggy.
Yeah.
So I ate it with a fork.
Not only that, but when the waitress came by to ask how everything was, and Dan had disassembled his food, he's like, it's fine.
I don't know that I've ever sent back a meal that was mostly what I had ordered, unless it was literally the wrong thing.
Yes, it was mostly a corned beef sandwich, except for the part where
it was corned beef and cheese and some sauerkraut and dressing, so mm-hmm. I ate that part.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then,
But yeah, the deal breaker with the hotel was it had one of the handicap showers with them, the little hand sprayer that comes off the wall that slides up and down on a thing, and it was like 2 feet too short, and I was not in the mood to crouch while showering.
Oh. That's not... That's weird.
It was unpleasant.
Okay.
So I didn't do that.
All right.
But other than that, a ringing endorsement for this hotel.
So far, Dan's trip did not like the convention, did not like the hotel, did not like the place we went to for lunch, did not like... I'm trying to think.
The temperature. It's very warm here.
Yes, okay. The temperature.
It's,
His hands were cold at one point, though. Okay.
My hands were cold, but the rest of me is sweating, because that's how I work. Apparently, I'm going through menopause or something. I don't know.
I don't think that's how that works. It's the exciting universe that we live in.
We went to Blue Bottle. Blue Bottle's good.
Yes, we did go to Blue Bottle this morning. I picked up Dan, and then we couldn't get on a freeway and couldn't go the right direction.
It was delightful. Google Maps thought I was still in Arizona. So it was telling me that it was going to be 5 hours and 45 minutes to get to the coffee shop, which was nice.
That is a problem, by the way. I'm just going to go ahead and
We should file a Google radar or a whatever, an alphabet soup radar.
Mm-hmm.
And then Apple Maps just kept kind of like not warning us with enough time, and I was being a bad navigator. But we made it to Blue Bottle, the former Handsome Coffee, which I'm kind of sad they got rid of the Handsome Coffee. Wasn't their logo like a mustache or something?
I think it was like a mustache and a circle with like X's and all the hipster stuff.
Yeah.
They're no longer with us.
Yeah.
They were.
Which is good though. There's more than like four things on the menu now. Because back when I was Handsome, there was literally like four things on the menu. It was just espresso plus milk, or like a cold brew or something.
Yeah. Well, and they also didn't believe in sugar or whatever. I mean, not that I put sugar in, but I just thought that's, you know, usually like a red flag.
Mm.
Like, There's a certain amount of opinion that's being exerted over how I'm consuming my coffee.
Some dramatic sighs,
mm-hmm.
some rolling of the eyes as you order.
Yeah, well, I mean, Dan, of course, ordered his coffee with extra coffee.
Mm, I didn't, actually. I ordered two coffees. I kept them separate so as not to be quite as embarrassing.
I believe that was the barista's suggestion that you have.
No.
Okay.
She just suggested that I get the espresso there and then the other one to go.
Okay.
Yeah. I know not to mess around when there are people present who have Twitter accounts.
So Dan had...
had a shot of espresso.
And a shot of espresso and a little tiny cup and everything.
And then a latte.
And a latte in a to-go cup.
Yeah. And this is because I drank too much coffee when I'm at home. And I need a certain level of caffeine to be as non-functional as I am. It was good.
Okay.
I enjoyed it. It was tasty.
Mm-hmm.
I also had some bread, some pound cake, which was, you know, more bread.
Well, I liked your skepticism about it. It was like, how different could pound cake be from other pound cake?
I felt under the gun to make a decision, and I didn't recognize any of the other things. Like
a muffin? Yeah. Or cookies?
Yeah. Back when it was Hanson, they used to have like five different types of pastries that all looked exactly the same from the outside, but all had widely varying internal contents I would always take too long to order one of them. Because God forbid you end up with something like raisins in it for like your first pastry of the day. That is just a travesty.
I like raisins.
You like raisins in your morning pastry?
No.
Just like...
I mean, unless it's a pain au raisin, which is the swirly one.
The swirly... Like a Cinnabon?
No. It's like if you took croissant dough and then just like made a spiral with it. And then it had little raisiny dots. And then sometimes a little bit of like custard or like sugar and stuff.
You know the names of a lot of different types of pastries. You know that?
I'm a worldly fellow. Yeah.
You corrected me on calling the Italian thing a croissant, the cornetto.
Yeah.
Which is not the ice cream thing, because you sent me a Wikipedia page or something.
Yes. It's just, but, you know.
I've made it 30 years in this life. Wait, 31. I'm 31. I've made it 31 years in this life and not known that that's what that was a thing. So, there you go. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thank you for the education.
Do you need any more feedback on
I need all the bread. Education on pastries that I can get, because pastries are a critical part of anyone's workflow.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy a good pastry. Although, since I don't leave my house ever, I don't really eat them that often.
That, okay.
what do you normally eat for breakfast with your coffee?
It depends on where I'm getting food from.
You don't actually make coffee at home, do you?
No, because I like iced coffee, and I don't like iced coffee that's been sitting in the fridge.
Even, what do you go, the cold brew?
Yeah, well, sometimes I'll grab a Stumptown cold brew or something if I'm at the grocery store, or Chameleon has one, or even Groundwork has their own. But those are kind of pricey. And then I'll have it with a, you know, like a gluten-free waffle or something. Because, you know, I like my gluten-free waffles.
I did check, before I left. I am down to my last one of the internal packages from the 72-pack of waffles. So I think there are 8 waffles left out of the 72. Because inside the box of 72, there are multiple smaller 12 waffle packages, and I'm down to the last 12 waffle package that contains 8 waffles. I figured that update might be important to some people.
Okay.
I've never seen you at such a loss for words. Mostly because I don't see you when you're at a loss for words.
Yeah.
I'd probably just cut that gap out, but we're going to have to leave that in now because there's one microphone.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Yeah. 2 podcasters, 1 mic.
No, don't do that.
I can't help it.
This is the first time we've recorded anywhere, let alone in a hotel room. This is kind of odd. Is this what everyone does? Like when they go to like WWDC and stuff?
Yeah.
Weird.
Like Mike and Steven are like, oh, it's so weird seeing you. And then Casey's like, oh, it's so weird seeing you. I can reach out and touch you. Ah.
Yeah, didn't Casey want to turn around and face the other way?
I can't remember.
I'll do that. I'll talk loud. Is that better?
No, none of this is good. This is a good idea.
This is not a good idea.
No.
What else?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. You're here till tomorrow morning, and then you skedaddle.
Yeah.
And then never see you again, and we cancel the podcast.
Yeah, this is the finale show. Mm-hmm. Where we'll announce it live at the meetup this evening, which will occur before this podcast is released.
Yeah.
Maybe, probably.
Only one of us will survive.
Yeah. Two men enter the meetup, one leaves.
Mm-hmm. They call it the meetup dome.
Right. It's the Kenya Rum Dome.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, Rum Dome? Doesn't sound right.
No, none of this sounds right.
Mm. Back to work.
No, it's a different show.
We are literally going to go back to work tomorrow.
Yeah.
Well, you are. I'm going to get in a car and drive and maybe do some work.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Jealous. Not of the driving, because that just... I hate driving.
Of the days off work?
Yep.
Well, the visual effects industry has a great track record for vacation days, right?
You can take off whenever you want. They have a great track record for unpaid leave.
Oh, God, it's so depressing. We shouldn't talk about the depressing part, because it's nice to see, like, people that you know from the internet in person sometimes.
Yeah, we saw, well, Dan specifically saw and pointed out to me Dr. Wave.
Yeah, Dr. Wave was there. He was wearing, like, a bowling shirt.
Yeah, and then Dan's like, you should go say hi to him, and then, like, take a selfie creepily, so that, you know, with him. And I was just like, I'm not doing any of these things that you suggested.
I was half joking, but, like, rather than say hello to the people that you know from the internet in an awkward way, you could just take a picture of yourself with them in the background and point at them and then tweet it at them, because that's not creepy at all.
Dan, if there's one thing that should be super clear from today, it's that I don't like humans.
Yes, and I was joking, but yeah. That's... No, don't... Let's...
Oh, and... We didn't even cover a major issue.
What did we miss?
The pointing.
Apparently I point at things, and that's a bad thing.
So much. He points at everything.
Well, I want to make sure you're looking at the thing. Like, how do I talk about something and not point at it?
And he's like, that guy over there. Can you believe him? And it's like, what are you doing?
is that because you don't want them to see me pointing and then notice and then come over and say, who are you?
Yeah. Or like somebody's doing a presentation. And
I'm
like,
drawing attention to myself.
And then you're like, what's that?
Look over there. What am I going to do? Like, gesture with my head or something?
You're not distracting a cartoon jailer. You need the point.
Look over there as we run the opposite direction. What's that?
Yeah.
I talk with my hands and I point at things. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently that's...
Apology accepted.
Sure. Apparently I apologize for that.
Yeah. He also talks to people, which is the worst.
Talking to people, that's why we're here.
No, you come to a convention so you can be completely isolated from humanity.
It's not a good place to do that, no.
No. Yeah, it like either people would come up and say something and initiate a conversation with Dan, or we would walk up to a booth, and then they'd be like, oh, are you interested in more about our product? And then I wouldn't say anything, and then Dan would be like, yes, tell me more about how this rendering works.
Hello, how are you? Tell me about your thing. As Joe, oh, I think my phone's ringing, I'm going
to take fade a step, into the background.
Take a step backwards slowly.
I'm going to go get some water. No. Run away.
I don't mind talking to software vendors. They're bored. They got to stand there all day. Give them something to do.
Yeah, but I don't want them to, like, sell me things.
They're not going to sell you anything.
I don't want to be sold anything.
It is weird, though, because it's mostly, like, artists and stuff here. I don't think they show up with, like, a full sales force really looking to push their product here. It's more just like, check it out. Go tell your boss that it's cool, and then maybe they'll buy it.
Yeah, because they know that nobody has any money. dear.
Unless you're in another country. We shouldn't. Never mind.
No.
Mm.
I don't know that. Well, anyway, the that was the thing. And we had an exhibits only pass, so we were very politely told not to walk into the art gallery.
Mm-hmm.
Which is okay, cuz that looked not great from the outside.
There was a lot of art in there. That I'm not bummed that we missed it.
No, I was fine.
I didn't even realize it was an art gallery.
Mhm.
Do they always do that? Did they do that in years past?
I think so, but it was located somewhere else. Basically, the whole thing shrank into a really tiny, tiny, tiny space now.
Yeah. It's still only the West Hall in the Los Angeles Convention Center. But there's a lot more space in between booths.
Yeah, like...
Very roomy aisleways.
If you've been to the auto show, the LA Auto Show, they take up, like, every square inch of the LA Convention Center. Mm-hmm. This does the opposite of that, where it's like... There were areas that just had, like, cloth drapes hanging up so that you wouldn't walk back there.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's the thing. There was a very large Intel booth, which did nothing. It was not interesting.
Okay.
I didn't recognize anyone either, which is probably for the best.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm just trying to think. Like, they took up a lot of space with a couple booths right up front that just kind of, like, were filler. Was odd.
Well, they were paying big bucks. This was NVIDIA, and what was it? Qualcomm had their Snapdragon thing that they were doing for some reason. I'm lost on that.
So you can have a faster chip to put in your phone to put in your cardboard thing on your face.
Yes.
Because that's the future.
Face computers.
It's all about VR face computers.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm just imagining a virtual convention now where we're just going to strap phones on our face and then awkwardly virtually walk around each other in a virtual Los Angeles Convention Center.
Oh man, I'm just picturing it like Second Life. They're like people jumping up and down like text things like your name above your head.
Did you ever do anything with Second Life?
No.
That was a big thing at Intel. They tried to make like a Second Life like a world of Intel people.
Why?
I don't know.
That doesn't... I don't... What?
I can't remember exactly the details of the project, but one of our guys was designing, like, a Second Life, like, a couple characters in a world.
Well, there was a period for, like, I don't know, 8 months, where everybody was like, we need to get our brand into Second Life, and it was just like,
right.
Oh, man, what a disaster.
Let's go hang out in the Intel room in Second Life and talk about chips and stuff.
Yes, let's talk about how much we love Intel.
Your sim can use a really fast computer.
Who likes CISC versus RISC discussions? I don't know. X86.
John Syracuse?
I don't know. Well,
there's no Z in his name.
Mm.
So, I guess, let's see, what time is it now? It's almost 6.
So let's wrap this up.
We gotta get to our meetup in 2 hours and 20 minutes.
Yeah, we should probably eat before that.
Oh yeah, food. Food's a thing.
Yeah. As if they were probably not aware from our pound cake discussion and our discussion of a terrible restaurant.
Corned beef.
Yes. We're gonna try to maybe not repeat either of those. and if it is as bad, Dan will surely not send it back, so it'll be okay.
Yeah, yeah. I, you know, with the kind of burritos I eat, it's not surprising that I'm okay with most foods. Should we try to find some burritos?
I know where we can get them, if that makes you happy.
I don't know. Somebody tweeted, I think it was Rye probably, somebody tweeted at us if we were getting burritos, because apparently that's our brand now.
Well,
it's all about burritos. It's,
what do you mean now? It's been our brand since like episode 4. But,
it was episode 5, I think. Okay.
Well, it was the style of the time. But we...
I'm glad you got that in there. Good work.
I wasn't sure how I would work it in, but it happened. No, but the, yeah, the burrito thing. We might, while there's some novelty to that for brand engagement, I think we might just take a rain check.
A rainy burrito check.
Talk about soggy food.
Soggy, salty pancakes. We should go get some actual pancakes over at the Griddle Cafe. That place is good.
Pancakes for dinner?
Sure, why not? Actually, I don't know if they're open for dinner. They might be. They're good, though.
Okay.
The line's usually absurdly long. It's right next to the Director's Guild, though.
These are all ringing endorsements.
It's right next to the Director's Guild, and the security guard for the Director's Guild always comes out and yells at you if you're a little too close to the steps of the Director's Guild.
But the Director's Guild's over in Hollywood.
Yeah. That's where it is.
Okay, you know it's rush hour traffic right now.
Oh, you know, just pop on over. It's real quick.
Yeah, just...
Just take the back roads.
Yeah, surface streets.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You take Fountain, which is a shortcut down Highland.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what I'm just saying.
Okay, calm down, John August.
I'm just that's what I'm saying. That's why he named it that. Yeah. It's a shortcut. Hi, John, who doesn't listen to our show and never will.
No one tweet him. To this. I will be so angry with
For
you.
For the love of God,
don't,
please no.
Don't do that. Please don't.
We like John August, and we don't want him to think we're dinguses.
It's too late for that, but
well,
not worse.
He doesn't. Just, he doesn't think I'm. Well, he thinks I'm a little bit of a dingus, probably.
Okay. Well, I don't want to be thought of at all.
You'd rather not be thought of.
I'd rather be completely invisible. All right. Well, let's button this up. Like with I don't know buttons or whatever. Like props. I hit the microphone.